And we're back here at Sleepy Eye High School. Cardinals and the Indians getting set to square off here in the final regular season game of the year for the Redwood Valley Cardinals. Sleepy Eye's got one more game coming up, and they will be taking on Laverne, but both teams will be setting their sights on the section playoffs. The opening tip is picked up by the Indians, and now they will push it ahead. Heiderscheid with it, dribbling towards the top of the key. Kicks it to the left for Iberson, and in the corner for Pileski, who drives to the basket. Shot off the front of the rim is no good. And the rebound hauled in by Haley Garman. Cardinals will push it up, traveling right to left on your radio dial. Just underway between Redwood Valley and Sleepy Eye. Mans at the top, gets it across to Martius. Inside for Rose. Rose, shot is no good. Loose ball. And a loose ball foul going to be called on the Cardinals as Ibarra took a hard hit on the floor, but she appears to be just fine. Foul going to be on Rose Frank. And the Indians will bring it up. Iverson with it on the left wing. Kicks it across to Ibarra at the top of the key. Ibarra back across far side. Heiderscheid a long three offline. Summers the rebound. And Sydney will push it ahead for the Cardinals. 17:01 left to go. No score. Martius with it far side. Bounced it underneath to Haley Garman. Garman shot no good. Haley gets the rebound and is fouled on the second effort. Shot does not go in. Foul is going to be on Shalofsky. And they'll say the foul was on the floor. No shot. Martius gets the inbound. Bounce down low to Rose. Rose turns. Her shot is in. And Redwood Valley takes a 2-0 lead. With 16:38 left to go here, first half. Ibarra with a cut to the basket. And quickly tied up. Nice feed from Heiderscheid. And Ibarra with the basket. Now a turnover. Shalofsky will try to drive. Ball is tipped out. Heiderscheid picks it up just inside the line for two. And the shot for Maddie Heiderscheid gives Sleepy Eye the lead at 4-2. Summers trying to drive, loses the handle on the ball. Garman gets it back. Out to Manns, who tries a three, and Nichelle Manns knocks down the three in the corner. Redwood Valley takes a 5-4 lead. Heiderscheid with it, driving to the basket. Runner, no. Martius the rebound. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Heiderscheid. So the Cardinals will inbound on the side. Manns gets it. Pressure put on at half court by the Indians. Martius trapped. Gets it to Nichelle. Bounced outside to Garman. Haley across to Rose. Rose catch and shoot. Shot is no good. Rebound is tipped and stolen away from Heiderscheid. Sydney Summers comes away with it. Out to Martius. Amy fakes the two. She tries to plant and knock down the jumper. It's no good. Ball out of bounds, though. It'll stay with Redwood Valley. Inbound coming. And trying to get it to Rose, far side. It's tipped and stolen away by the Indians. Heiderscheid is fouled coming down the other way. Sydney Summers will pick up her first. And that will send Maddie Heiderscheid to the free throw line, trying to give the Indians back the lead. First free throw is good. And that ties the score 5-5. Second free throw also good. Indians take back the lead at 6-5. And pressure put on by the Indians. Quickly ahead to Garman. Haley. Shot is no good. Manns the rebound. Her shot is blocked and a foul. Foul is going to be on Iberson. Third foul on the Indians here. As Michelle Manns now with a chance to give the Cardinals back the lead. First free throw is good. 6-6 the score. Second free throw is no good. Garmin had it. Jump ball will be the call. Cardinals will keep control. Manns to inbound. Manns gets it in for Sydney. Sydney with a drive, and Sydney is fouled. That'll be the second on Maya Aberson. Actually, that'll be on Ibarra. Free throw for Sydney, no good. Josie Cadet going to come in for Rose Frank. One more free throw coming up for Summers. Chance to give the Cardinals back the lead. That free throw is no good. Garmin the rebound, and she has it poked away from behind. Ibarra on the drive. And the layup is good. Ibarra for two. Indians back on top, 8-6. Pressure, Summers. With it, Sydney bounces it over to Josie, and Josie tried to pass it to Martius on the wing. It's stolen away by Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt's jumper is good on the drive, and Sleepy Eye, with a quick 4-0 burst, makes the score 10-6. Garmin, though, on the press breaker, right underneath the basket, up and in for two to make it 10-8. With 14:17 remaining here, first half. Heiderscheidt with another drive, and the shot is good. 12-8. Manns to Martius. In the front court to Sydney. Sydney tries to pass it through a crowd. Garmin comes away with it. Her shot is no good. And the Indians again going to push it forward. Poleski. Shot is no good, and she will head to the free throw line. Fouls on Josie Cadet, that's her first. First free throw is good for Poleski. That makes it 13-8. A couple subs in for the Indians. Himmelman and Mariah Miller. Second free throw for Poleski is also good. And that makes it 14-8. Martius beats the press. Kicked over to Josie. Back to Martius. Amy tries the drive, loses the handle, and gets it right back. And Marty is going to be called for the travel. ...14-8, Sleepy Eye on top, 13:30 remaining here in the first half. Iberson with it on the wing, back across to Miller. Miller on the right side. Tries to lob it, and Sydney Summers comes away with the steal. Summers trying to go up. Shot is no good, but Sydney draws the foul. Foul is on Maya Aberson. That's her second. Free throw's coming up. Free throw for Summers is no good. That's 0-for-3 from the line. Cardinals 1-for-4 to start the game. Dittbender comes in for Aberson, who picked up foul number two, so she'll have to go to the bench. Summers misses both again. And we stay at 14-8. On the corner. Indians reverse. And Rose comes away with the ball. Rose trying to drive. Shot is no good. Rose tries to save it, but cannot. Summers will take a seat on the bench as Bree Panitsky comes in. 12:55 left to go first half. Still 14-8. Indians with it. Pileski on the left elbow gets it to Ibarra. Ibarra on the right side. She's going to line up a long three. Offline, rebound hauled in by the Indians. Pileski dribbles it out into the right side in the corner for Miller. Back to Pileski on the right side. Pileski going around a screen. Tries to pass it. It's tipped. Picked up by Miller. Back to the top and across far side for Ibarra. Ibarra around a screen. Tries to drive. Kicks it across. Pileski. And blocking foul going to be called on Rose Frank. That'll be the second foul on Rose. First free throw for Pileski is good. That makes it 15-8. Rose Frank comes out. Haley Garman back in, as is Nichelle Manns. Second free throw, also good. And the Indians doubling up on the Cardinals. 16-8 is the score. Manns tries to sling it ahead to Haley Garman. Poked away and picked up by the Cardinals. Garman to Panitsky. Back inside to Garman. Haley turns up off the glass. Nice move, Haley Garman. 16-10 the score. Pileski across to Ibarra in the corner, far side to Pileski. Long three is offline. Haley corrals the rebound. And Manns pushes ahead before the Indians have the chance to get set in the press. Josie with the layup attempt. Shot is no good. Indians quickly back down the other way. Ibarra to the elbow, back outside. Pileski again, a long three, good. ...19-10... the score. Panitsky to Josie, back across, far side for Caitlin Johnson. Johnson feeds inside to Garman. Haley's shot no good. Haley gets the rebound. Second effort, no. And the rebound is hauled in by the Indians. And a timeout going to be taken by the Indians. So we'll take a break as well. 10:53 left to go in the first half. It's 19-10. Sleepy Eye on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Red Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. And back here in Sleepy Eye. Indians leading 19-10, 10:53 left to go here in the first half. Indians with control of the ball. It'll be Heiderscheidt bringing it up on the near side. Kicked in the far side for Miller. Miller off the screen to Kruger. Kruger across. Heiderscheidt a long three. Shot is no good. Manns gets the rebound. The Indians will push back on defense. Martius with it. Lobbed across to Panitsky. Panitsky up underneath. No. Ball out of bounds. It will stay with Redwood Valley. Sydney Summers coming back in for Panitsky. Inbound from Caitlin Johnson to Martius. Amy tries to drive. Ball poked away. Martius gets it to Nichelle Manns. Manns at the top across to Caitlin Johnson in the corner for Summers. Sydney back outside to Johnson. Johnson on the right side. And back across to Manns. Manns tries to drive back outside for Martius. Amy with a nice crossover move. Kicks it out to Sydney Summers. Cutting to the basket. Nice move by Martius and Sydney Summers. That makes it 19-12. Kruger with a jumper coming back down the other way. That makes it 21 to 12. Johnson tries the runner, and it's good. Kaitlyn Johnson, the runner in the lane, down to a 7-point game. Shot by the Indians, no good. Garmin the rebound, quickly ahead to Nichelle Manns, 21-14. Indians on top. Martius going to try, Manns that is, tries the long three. Martius the rebound. Amy's shot is no good. Loose ball picked up in the corner. And good defense by Sydney Summers and Amy Martius as Kruger stepped on the line. So Redwood Valley will take over in the front court with 9:08 left to go in the first half. Martius in for Manns. Nichelle fakes the shot, gets it to Kaitlyn Johnson in the corner now for Martius. Amy fakes the three. Back to Johnson at the top. Johnson to Nichelle. Back to Johnson. Johnson across. Martius. They want to get it to Haley, but the Indians doubling her. Somebody else is going to have to make the shot. Johnson quickly in the corner. Summers. Sydney for three. Offline. No. Garmin. As she fell away from the basket. Jumper off the glass. 21-16. Kruger to Heiderscheidt, long three. Offline, Garmin the rebound. Kaitlyn Johnson will push it ahead. 8:20 left to go in the first half. Johnson to Manns. Thought about the three. Kicks it outside to Johnson instead. Kaitlyn too tall for Martius. As Amanda Johnson will come in. As will Bree Panitsky, Kaitlyn Johnson, and Haley Garmin take a seat on the bench. Ibarra inbounds to Heiderscheidt, and Indians with the ball again. 21-16 our score. Kruger inside. Ibarra sends it up and in. 23-16 our score. Martius to Johnson. Nice feed to Panitsky. Kicked inside to Manns. Manns trying to pass it inside. Turns. Jumper. No. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Redwood Valley. Cardinals doing a little better with the press here so far. And Manns trying to inbound it to Martius. Sends it instead to Heiderscheidt, who tries to drive. Shot is off the front of the rim. No good. Panitsky with the rebound. Far side to Martius. Martius to Panitsky. Panitsky back across to Summers. Sydney with it. Sydney tries the drive. Sydney puts the shot up off the rim in. 23-18. And Indians try to push the ball ahead, nearly turn it over. Cardinals couldn't pick it up before it hit the baseline, so Indians will keep control, 7:14 remaining here in the first half. Ball underneath, foul going to be called as Shalofsky went up for the shot. I believe Sydney Summers will be called for the foul. That is accurate. Second on Sydney as Kaitlyn Johnson gets ready to come back in. First free throw is no good for Mackenzie Shalofsky. Summers will take a seat on the bench. 7:12 left to go here, first half. 23-18 the score. Second free throw is good. So we're back to all evens. 24-18, Johnson tries to drive, kicks it out to Johnson. Johnson with it. Back outside for Martius. Amy kicked in the corner for Manns. Lob back across to Johnson in the corner for Panitsky. Panitsky, ball poked away, able to get it back. Panitsky trying to direct traffic, going to reach in, foul going to be called on Ibarra. Haley Garmin will come back in for Amanda Johnson. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout. 6:40 left to go in the first half. It is 24-18, Sleepy Eye on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. Back here in Sleepy Eye, Cardinals and the Indians locked in a tight battle here. 24-18 our score. 6:30 left to go in the first half. Mans tries the drive, bounces it outside for Caitlin Johnson. Johnson back to Martius at the top. Mans a long three, and it's nothing but net from Nichelle Mans. 24-21 our score. 6:06 left to go here in the first half. Ibarra in the corner for Miller, for Kruger, I should say. Back across, Pulaski to Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt on the right side on the wing, goes around a screen. Free throw line, and draws the foul. Foul will be on Haley Garman. First free throw for Heiderscheidt is good. That makes it 25-21. As Ibarra gets a seat on the bench, Miller back in. Second free throw also good. 26-21, the score. Cardinals down by five. Mans to Martius, far side. Martius loses the handle, picked up by the Indians. Heiderscheidt will bring it ahead. Top of the key around the screen, free throw line. Tries to pass it inside. Chalofsky is fouled. That'll be on Martius, her first. First free throw is no good. Second free throw also no good. Garman tracks down the rebound. And the Cardinals will push it up. Again, down five. Panitsky, far side in the corner. Back to Mans at the top. Mans through traffic. Shot off the front of the iron is no good. Heiderscheidt pushing it ahead for the Indians. Heiderscheidt from the left elbow, bounces it inside. Nice feed across, shot no good, but great ball movement by the Indians across the paint. Martius far side. Amy kicks it out to Panitsky. Panitsky bounces it in, trying to bounce it inside to Haley Garman, stolen away by Pulaski. Heiderscheidt quickly ahead, and the ball out of bounds will go to the Cardinals. Sydney Summers getting ready to come back in, as is Maya Iverson. Panitsky will take a seat on the bench. 4:40 left to go here in the first half. 26-21, Sleepy Eye on top. Martius gets it into the front court to Mans. Mans tries the drive. Lobbed across to Caitlin Johnson. Summers with it now in the corner. Sydney works up and under. Shot by Martius is no good. Ball is going to stay with Redwood Valley. Summer shot no good. Martius the rebound. Her shot no good, but the ball tipped out by the Indians. Garman tried for the feed. Ball goes through her hands and out. So the Indians will take over with 4:15 remaining the first half. Heiderscheidt will bring it ahead. Top of the key. Bounced it to Iverson on the right wing. Back across. Heiderscheidt lines up. Three is no good. Mans the rebound. Little pressure put on by the Indians, but they'll back it off. Top of the key, Mans. Mans tries the drive. Gets it across to Martius. Martius in the corner for Summers. Sydney to Caitlin Johnson at the top, down low for Garman. Haley going to work. Haley's shot up and in. Back to a three-point game, 26-23. Iverson, top of the key, three offline, and the ball will go out. Redwood Valley will take over with 3:30 left to go. Amy Martius will take a seat on the bench. Indians on top. Mans fakes around the screen, gets it to Summers, far side. Sydney tries to drive, hands it off to Josie at the top. Josie down low for Garmin. Haley going to work. Haley's shot is blocked, gets the rebound, backs down and is fouled by Iverson. Garmin wanted that opportunity inside, had to back up a little bit to get it. Haley will head to the free throw line. First free throw is good. That makes it a two-point game, 26-24, as Dittbender comes in for Kruger. Amanda Johnson getting ready to come in for Haley after this free throw. Second free throw also good. Haley now up to 10 points. The lead is down to one. 26-25. Cardinals hanging around against the Indians. 3:03 left to go here in the first half. Pulaski with it in the corner. Lobbed underneath. Shalofsky tries to get it back outside, and it's stolen away by Mans. And a foul going to be called as Pulaski tried to steal the ball away and drive it in for a basket, but nonetheless, Pulaski will be called for the foul, and Mans will head to the free throw line on the other side. Eight fouls now on the Indians. Free throw is good for Nichelle Mans, and that ties the score at 26 all. Second free throw is good. Redwood Valley takes back the lead, 27-26. 2:47 left to go here, first half. Heiderscheid at the top, bounces to Pulaski on the right side. Pulaski around his screen, is going to line up a three offline, and the rebound is hauled in by Caitlin Johnson. Top of the key, far side, Summers. Sydney bounces it outside for Josie. Josie dribbling on the right side, down low for Johnson. Johnson is going to be called for the travel. Martius will come in. Sydney Summers will take a seat on the bench. 2:19 left to go here in the first half. Pulaski to Shalofsky across for Heiderscheid now on the right side. Around a screen, long three, offline. Foul going to be called on Amanda Johnson trying to go for the rebound. First free throw for Shalofsky is good. And that reties the score, 27 all. And back-to-back free throws give the Indians back the lead, 28-27. Mans with the lob to Josie. Josie's shot no good. Ball out of bounds going to the Indians. Haley Garmin getting ready to come back in. 1:53. Amanda Johnson will head back to the bench. Heiderscheid with it at the top of the key. Lobbed underneath Ibarra. Back to the top of the key. And across Heiderscheid. Long three. It's good. Good ball movement by the Indians. And they take a four-point lead and then steal the ball away. Ibarra tried for a long three. Kicks it in the corner instead. Back-to-back threes And the Indians have pushed back on top, and now Haley Garman is fouled by Pulaski, who just hit the three in the corner. Eight is our score as Garman hits the first free throw. And the second. 34-29. Ibarra in the corner. Pulaski again. Long three. And it's good. Pulaski in the corner three straight times. 37-29. Martius. Manns in the corner for Josie. Tries to pass it inside to Garman. Stolen away again. Shalofsky quickly ahead. Heiderscheidt fouled, and the basket is good. Heiderscheidt up and in. Foul is going to be on Nichelle Manns. That's about as quick of a 12-0 run as you'll see. 39-29 now our score. And now 40-29. As the free throw is good for Heiderscheidt. And full court press by the Indians. 40 seconds left to go. Manns far side. Trying to get it to Josie. Another turnover. Heiderscheidt off the bounce. Up and in again. 42-29. Manns trying to beat the press. Lobs it ahead for Josie. Josie back to Caitlin Johnson. See if the Cardinals can get a basket here. Bounced inside to Garman. Haley, jumper no. Josie gets the ball back. Johnson to the top for Martius. 8 seconds left. Martius, yes. Martius with the basket. That makes it 42-31. And a half-court heave for Heiderscheidt is good to beat the buzzer. And that makes it 45-31 at the half. Only fitting that that would happen on senior night. Why not? We'll head to the half. 45-31 the score. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. Back here at the half at Sleepy Eye, it's the Indians 45, Redwood Valley 31. Maddie Heiderscheidt walking in, and evidently somebody from the student section asked how she made the pretty much full court buzzer beater to end the first half, and about the reaction that I would have done, just a shrug, like, you know, not sure, but hey, when it's your night, it's your night. And senior night here in Sleepy Eye, so all of the Indian seniors getting recognized before the game started, and well, this game was very close up until about the last minute and a half of the first half. It was tied at 27. Cardinal girls playing well. They had just taken back the lead, but after a free throw, the Indians tied it up at 27, and then after that, in the span of about 2 minutes, the Indians went up by 14, including that full-court buzzer beater to end the half. The Indians made it 42-29. Cardinals end with a basket, then 45-31 at the half. And one of the best teams in the area, the Sleepy Eye Indians, the number one seed in Section 2A in the north half. So Cardinals, I'm sure, happy with how they were able to battle in most of the first half, but then that last little sequence was when Sleepy Eye really took control, and that's exactly what good teams do. They wait for their opportunity, and they pounce, and that's exactly what the Indians did to finish off the half. Let's take a look at the totals here. We'll start off with the Cardinals. Nichelle Manns finished the first half with 9 points. Caitlin Johnson had 2 points in the first half. Rose Frank finished with 2 points. Amy Martius had 2 points. Sydney Summers had 4 points in the first half. Haley Garman leading the Cardinals with 12 points at the half. For the Indians, Madison Kruger had 2 points. Brianna Pileski finished with 13 points in the first half. Mackenzie Shalofsky had 3 points and was 3 of 6 from the line. Maddie Heiderscheidt stole the show in the first half. 21 points, including that pretty much full-court buzzer beater to end things in the first half. Sarah Ibarra had 6 points. That was it for the Indians in the first half. They were 12 of 15 from the free throw line. Cardinals were 7 of 12. And Redwood Valley was trailing for most of the half, tied 6-6. Then the Indians able to get out to a 16-8 lead. Cardinals just hung around until they finally grabbed the 27-26 lead. And then the rest of the way for the Indians, a 15-4 run. 18-4 run to finish things off in the first half and take control, and the Indians will have control to start the second half. Shalofsky gets the inbound. Heiderscheidt with it now. Top of the key, left wide open. Long three offline. No. Rebound picked up and a block by Haley Garman. But we're going to have a jump ball. And the Cardinals will get control. Garman with the block off the miss on the three. And Redwood Valley now with control. And here comes pressure. Manns to Martius far side. Martius to Manns. Manns into Sydney Summers. Summers kicks it across to Martius. Martius to the free throw line for Rose. Rose turns, and the shot is good. Redwood Valley gets the first basket of the second half. 45-33. Ibarra gets it on the left elbow, back to the top of the key, across on the near side now for Miller. Miller to Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt dribbles back outside, off a screen. Underneath to Shalofsky. Shot is good. Shalofsky with the basket. 5 points now for McKenzie. Summers gets it inside to Rose. Rose, jumper is again good. Rose with 4 points here in the second half. Fast break opportunity for the Indians. Shot, though, is no good. 47-35 our score. Martius runs into a wall. Heiderscheidt tries the drive, has the ball poked away. Rose comes up with it and is going to be called for a travel. So the Indians will inbound on the baseline. Shalofsky gets it back to the top of the key for Pileski. Heiderscheidt in the corner, three, no good. Summers tips the ball and picks it up. Summers going to try to go 4-on-1. Gets through a crowd, up and in for two. Sydney Summers up to 6. Lead down to 10. And Summers with another steal. Sydney trying to cut it to single digits. And she does. And that's going to prompt a timeout from the Indians. Cardinals, I think, just needed to get to half. It is 47-39, 15:54 left to go. And just a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Again, looking at what we've got coming up the rest of the week. We will have Section 3A boys hockey on Thursday. Redwood Valley getting the 6th seed in the Section 3A tournament. They'll head to Marshall to take on the Tigers, who are the 3 seed. So we'll have coverage of that coming up on Thursday at 7. And then the Redwood Valley girls travel to Jackson County Central on Saturday. They also the 6th seed. Jackson County Central the 3 seed. And they will square off in Jackson at 7 o'clock on Saturday. So a couple of 6 versus 3 seedings in the section playoffs, and that's what we'll have coverage of for the next few days here. But again, the weekday workload for games is going to be lessened as we cut to tournament time. So make sure to stay tuned for the schedule as we go. Back off the timeout, Pulaski with a drive to the basket. Her shot is good, and a travel is going to be called on Nichelle Manns after she got the ball past half court. But pressure again put on by the Indians. Indians with the inbound. Himmelman bounces it to the left side for Miller. Miller back up top. Ball poked away. Ibarra able to pick it up. Ibarra with it now on the right wing. Lobbed across to Chalofsky. She'll try the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Martius gets the inbound. Quickly head to Summers. Sydney. Up and under to Garmin. And Haley turns. Her shot is good. 49-41. Ibarra with it. On the right side, left side now, gets it to Miller. Chalofsky back at the top. Kicked far side for Himmelman. Back across to Miller. Miller to Pulaski. Pulaski around the screen. Pulaski through the lane. Shot no. Rebounds to Garmin. And the ball poked away. Martius, though, able to come up with it. Far side, Summers. Sydney pokes the ball free. Trying to bounce it to Haley Garmin. Martius picks it up before it crosses half court. 14-14 left to go first half. Manns far side. Manns tries the drive. Kicked inside to Rose. Rose going to work. Rose shot no good. And the rebound hauled in by Ibarra. Himmelman to Ibarra far side. Right wing. Going around a screen. Kicks it in the corner. Pulaski. And Pulaski is fouled. Foul will be on Manns. First foul of the second half. 4 minutes in. That will send Pulaski to the free throw line. First free throw is good. That makes it 50-41. Second free throw also good for Pulaski. Back out to a 10-point game. Pressure put on. Foul going to be called on Chalofsky. So the Cardinals will inbound again. And actually that will be on Ibarra. And looks like the Cardinals going to take a timeout. So we'll take another break as well. 51-41 Indians on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Red Deer Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. And back here at Sleepy Eye High School, Cardinals and the Indians. And a half-court violation going to be called on the Cardinals. Couldn't get the ball across in time. That's what the press will do. So the Indians will take over. 51-41 our score. Himmelman at the top, gets it to Chalofsky, back across to Iverson. Iverson on the left wing, back across, Himmelman to Ibarra. Ibarra's going to line up along three, off the rim, no. Josie the rebound. The Indians will clear out. Martius will push it ahead. Amy, back outside, Summers. Sydney, catch and shoot three. And it's good! Sydney Summers cuts it to a 7-point game, 51-44. Iverson at the top. Across to Himmelman. Himmelman back to Chalofsky at the top of the key and across near side. Now left wing for Ibarra. Ibarra around a screen. Ibarra, a lot of room. Three no good. Rebound though to Pulaski. In the corner now for Iverson. Back outside. Pulaski with it on the left side. Back to the top for Chalofsky. Chalofsky sees some room. And a foul going to be called on Haley Garmin. Second on Haley, the second of the second half. As we got some subs coming in. Bree Panitsky, Caitlin Johnson, Nichelle Manns come in for Sydney Summers, Josie Cadet, and Rose Frank. So subs in for the Indians as well. Heiderscheidt back in. Aberson tries the drive. Shot, no good. Martius the rebound. And here come the Cardinals. Mans far side. Mans tries the drive. Kicks it to Panitsky at the top. Panitsky with a nice spin. Back outside. Mans catch and shoot a three. Offline. Garmin the rebound. Haley, shot no good. Rebounds to Ibarra. Heiderscheidt quickly ahead. Pass inside. Shot is no good for Shalofsky. And Mans will push it ahead. Mans far side. Kicks it to Martius. Amy fakes. She'll turn, plant, shoot. No. Rebound hauled in by Aberson. And here come the Indians ahead. Heiderscheidt tries the drive. Spins. Jumper, no. Garmin the rebounds. Little pressure put on, but Marty is able to beat it. Panitsky far side. Trying to get it in for Garmin. It's poked away. Shalofsky tries to run the floor. Heiderscheidt shot, no. Foul, yes. Foul is on Panitsky. That is Bree's first foul. Third on the Cardinals here in the second half. Heiderscheidt to the free throw line. First free throw is no good. Heiderscheidt had the basically full court heave to end the first half, and it was pretty much nothing but net. Second free throw is good, so Heiderscheidt gets her first point of the second half. And that makes it 52-44. Caitlin Johnson with it. Gets it to Martius. Amy lobs it up underneath to Mans. Back outside to Panitsky. Panitsky inside to Rose. Rose going to work. Turns. Jumper for Rose is good. She has perfected that move. 52-46. Pulaski. No. Rose the rebound. Cardinals just continue to chip away. Mans a three in the corner. It's good. And Redwood Valley once down 14, now down three. Heiderscheidt at the top. Long three to answer. Wow. Maddie Heiderscheidt from deep in the night makes it 55-49. Heiderscheidt pokes the ball away. Panitsky trying to save it. Pulaski lobbed across. Shot is no good. Martius the rebound. Cardinals come away after the turnover. Mans in the corner. Mans catch and shoot again. Offline, and the rebound hauled in by Pulaski. Tip to Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt loses the handle. Foul will be called on Martius. 9:58 left to go here in the second half. ...55-49, Sleepy Eye on top. Himmelman in the corner. Kicks it to Ibarra across to Pulaski. Pulaski going to drive. Pulaski up and in. And just like that, it's back to an 8-point game, 57-49. Summers gets it into the front court. Sydney spins, kicks back out to Panitsky, lobbed underneath to Rose. Rose turns, shot is no good. Mans nearly came away with the rebound, but it's tipped out by the Indians. Redwood Valley will keep control. 9:28 remaining here in the second half. It is 57-49. Rose gets it to Panitsky. Kicked underneath to Summers. Sydney up and in. ...57-51. Pulaski kicked across. Iverson. Iverson sees an opening. Loses the handle. Zips it outside. Ibarra left side. Ibarra back across. Pulaski through the lane. Shot is good and the foul. Pulaski will go to the free throw line. Free throw is no good. Garmin the rebound. Haley back in the game. 59-51. Manns tries the drive. Kicks it into Panitsky. Panitsky back outside. Manns catch and shoot. Shot no good. Rebound to Iberson. Iberson zings it across Pulaski. Pulaski with a drive. Shot no. Foul yes. That foul will be on Caitlin Johnson. Fifth on the Cardinals here in the second half. Sixth, actually. Free throw is good for Pulaski. Makes it 60-51. Second free throw is good. Back out to a 10-point lead. 61-51. Manns, far side. Gets it across to Martius. Amy back to Manns. Quickly in the corner for Johnson. Caitlin bounces it underneath to Garmin. Haley gets control. Turns. Shot no good. Gets the rebound. Fouled. And Haley will head to the free throw line. Foul on Ibarra. That is her fourth. First free throw for Haley is good. Gets Haley up to 15 points. And the lead back down to 9. Ibarra and Pulaski will check out. Heiderscheidt back in. Second free throw also good. 61-53. 8:14 left to go here in the second half. Kruger far side. Kicks to Shalofsky at the top. Shalofsky in the corner for Himmelman. Back to Heiderscheidt on the wing. Bounces it to the top again for Kruger, and the Indians will back it all the way to half court, reset the offense. Kruger left side, cut underneath. Shot is a little too strong for Heiderscheidt. Good move, though. They've been using that cut inside very well. Martius at the top. Over to Josie. Josie in the corner for Manns. Michelle with a drive. Cut off. Back outside. Summers. Sydney tries to get it to Josie on the far side. Josie hit the sideline. Ball out of bounds. Will go to Sleepy Eye. 61-53. Heiderscheidt far side. Himmelman to Iberson now in the corner for Kruger. Kruger. Back to the top. Shalofsky, far side. Himmelman, round a screen. Back to Iberson, now in the corner for Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt, shot is good. Heiderscheidt with an aggressive move to the basket. 63-53. Summers, Sydney going through traffic. Her shot is no good, but a foul. Foul on Iberson, that is her fourth. Panitsky getting ready to come back in. Summers' free throw is no good. Sydney's 0 for 5. Iberson will come out. Summers with 13 points. Second free throw, no good. Garmin tried for the rebound, her putback was no good. Summers 0 for 6 from the line here tonight. Indians will bring it up, 63-53 our score. 6:46 left to go here in the second half. Kruger, short runner, no. Shalofsky tries to save it. It's picked up by Martius. Amy pushing it into the front court. Bounced it underneath, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Shalofsky. Will send Haley Garmin to the free throw line. Actually, it will not. Rose going to come in for Garmin. little laugh from the officials. They called the foul on 13, but 13 not playing. So they corrected it to 12. Inbound is tipped away by Heiderscheidt, so the Cardinals will now inbound on the sideline. 6:30 left to go here in the half. Mans fakes the pass. Mans nearly hit the three. Josie gets the rebound. Her shot, though, is no good. Loose ball. Jump ball going to be called. What a move by Nichelle Mans. Faked the pass, which drew her defender off and turned her back completely. And Mans just readjusted a little bit, tried the three in the corner. Pretty savvy move there by Nichelle Mans. 6:12 left to go. Still 63-53. Himmelman across, Kruger to Heiderscheidt, cut into the basket. Heiderscheidt fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. Foul will be on Panitsky. That is her second. So Heiderscheidt will head to the free throw line. 27 points here tonight. First free throw is good. And second free throw is good. 65-53. Indians try the trap. And a timeout going to be called by the Cardinals. Coach K calls a timeout. Is it a full? It is, so we'll take a break as well. 65-53, Indians on top. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. Back here in Sleepy Eye, Cardinals and the Indians locked up in a close game at 65-53. Panitsky tries the jumper, and it's good. It's Redwood Valley again, cuts it down to a 10-point game. Pulaski in the corner. Pulaski into the lane, kicks it out to Shalofsky. Heiderscheidt with it now. Heiderscheidt with the drive. Wow. I don't know how she got that shot in from that angle, but did the job. 67-55. Martius draws a foul as the Indians again send pressure. Foul is on Heiderscheidt. That is her second. Josie will take a seat. Sydney Summers back in. Cardinals will inbound. Mans with it. Mans far side gets it to Summers. Sydney tries to bounce it inside to Rose. Mans picks up the ball. Her jumper from the free throw line, no good. And the Indians will push it ahead. 5 minutes left to go. 67-55 the score. Heiderscheidt kicks it in the corner for Kruger. Kruger around a screen to Shalofsky at the top, back across far side. Heiderscheidt a deep three, and it's good. Heiderscheidt's having quite the ball game here tonight. 70-55 is our score. Panitsky, ball tipped. Martius comes away with it, kicks it over to Mans. Michelle tries the drive. Gets a little better position, and the shot is good. Nichelle Mans is up to 14 points. Cardinals down by 13, 70-57. 4:22 left to go. Heiderscheidt with it. And foul going to be called by, timeout, that is, going to be called by the Indians. So we'll take a break as well. 4:18 left to go. Indians leading 70-57. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. 4:18 left to go here in Sleepy Eye. Cardinals and the Indians. Sleepy Eye trying to go for win number 21 on the season. Cardinals, their final tune-up for the section playoffs, and have to say that they have certainly battled here. Iverson, shot is no good, gets the rebound, and her second effort, no, but she'll head to the free throw line. Cardinals have battled quite a bit here tonight. Foul is on Manns, as Iverson's first free throw is good. It's her first points of the night. Both free throws good. That makes it 72-57. Martius into the front court. Manns with it now on the right side. A little bit of a zone look now. Garmin gets the ball inside. Haley turns, and her shot is good. ...72-59. Ibarra with it on the far side. Ibarra tries the drive. Shot rattles out. Rose the rebound quickly ahead to Manns. Michelle into the front court. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Heiderscheidt. That's 5-6 now on the Indians. Inbound comes to Manns, far side to Summers. Sydney goes around a screen. Sydney's shot is no good. Rebound tipped out. Martius comes away with it. Amy plants. Her shot no good. Manns. And a jump ball is going to be called. Possession will stay with Redwood Valley, but a couple Indians came down pretty hard on Michelle. Nonetheless, Rose gets it in the low post. Rose throws up the shot, no good. Garmin the rebound. Haley off the glass, up and in. And the Cardinals have cut it to 72-61. 3 minutes remaining. Heiderscheidt tries to drive nearly as the ball poked away. Kicks it outside to Pulaski. Pulaski to Iverson at the top across right wing for Ibarra. Ibarra reverses course. Free throw line kicked in the corner. Kruger fakes the three. Drives in for the two. 74-61. Manns kicks it out to Martius. Amy in the corner. Manns another three. Amy! Good pass to Nichelle Manns, and her three is good. And that makes it 74-64. And we got another timeout on the floor. Just a 30. We'll keep it here. 74-64 our score. Hockey coming up on Thursday. Redwood Valley in Marshall. Girls basketball on Saturday, as Redwood Valley girls in Jackson taking on the Huskies. And we'll have updates of the individual portion of the section wrestling tournament as well throughout the weekend. So a lot going on here. It is tournament time, so make sure to stay tuned for our full schedule of area events coming up here for all of our area teams here on KLGR. Inbound goes to Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt at the top of the key, driving, shot no good. Foul going to be on Rose Frank. ...11 free throws here in the second half for the Indians. They had 15 in the first half. Free throw for Heiderscheidt is good. 35 points now for Heiderscheidt here tonight. Second free throw also good. That makes it 76-64. 2:15 left to go. Manns at the top. Kicks it to Summers. Sydney loses the handle. Heiderscheidt with the fast break. Missed the layup. Now the Cardinals have the floor flipped in their favor. Martius kicks it to Manns. Manns. Jumper no. Garmin. Her effort is no good. Ball out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals. 1:53 left to go. Amy ready to inbound. Summers gets it. Summers around a screen. Over to Martius. Amy's shot no good. Loose ball picked up by Shilovsky. 1:42 left to go. 76-64. Heiderscheidt plants at the free throw line. Boy, I do not have the career high numbers for Heiderscheidt, but I'd be willing to guess this is near the top of the list. 38 points. And Marty is trying to bounce the ball inside. Stolen away. Ibarra quickly up ahead, lays it up and in the foul. Offensive foul will be the call. And a timeout will be called. 1:17 left to go. Full timeout, 78-64 our score. We'll take a break. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. And back here in Sleepy Eye, Manns off the glass. No, Rose saves it. Trying to kick it out to the top, though. It's picked up by Heiderscheidt. Heiderscheidt going for 40, and she's got it. Heiderscheidt, to the delight of the Sleepy Eye crowd, makes it 80-64. 40th point of the night. And make it 41. Indians on top. And Martius trying to lob it across. Stolen away from Manns. Heiderscheidt again. Full court. Coast to coast. Layup is good. 83-64. Garmin going to work. Jumper offline. 36 seconds left to go. Heiderscheidt has it. Cardinals try a little trap. Ibarra, though, able to beat it into the front court. Kicked across, far side. Iverson lob back across to Heiderscheidt. Sleepy Eye going to just run the timeout here. They have certainly put an exclamation point on this game. Couple of big runs. Heiderscheidt loses control of the ball, goes to the deck. Picked up by the Cardinals, and they will try to push it ahead with 5 seconds left. Manns over to Summers. Sidney lines up a three to beat the buzzer. No, and that will do it. Sleepy Eye gets win number 21 on the season, and a career night for Maddie Heiderscheidt to boot as the Indians beat the Cardinals 83-64. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Redwood Valley Girls Basketball on KLGR. And we're back here in Sleepy Eye. Final score, 83-64. Sleepy Eye gets the win on senior night. Joined now by head coach Taya Cockleman. And a lot of times in these senior night games, Taya, there's a lot of fanfare going on. It was not a whole lot for Sleepy Eye here, but nonetheless, those seniors want to put on a good show in front of the home crowd. And I think it's safe to say the Indians got everything they could handle here tonight as a final tune-up for the section playoffs, and I'd have to say that the girls really gave it everything they had here tonight against one of the top teams in the area.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. They have 9 seniors who are great leaders for their team. They're a very senior-dominant team, and they work really hard, but I thought we battled tonight. Like we talked about a little bit before, was it's a 2 minutes left in the first half. We're down 1 point. We go on a little bit of a dry spell there at the end, and even to end the second half, we don't have and let them go on those big runs. We're right there. A majority of the second half, it was a 6 to 10 point game, and I love how hard we work defensively and offensively, moving the ball and finding scores.
Yeah, and again, what we've seen from pretty much every team this year, they go with full court press, a few turnovers, but I thought it was pretty evident that the girls wanted to not let that beat them tonight. They were really, really trying to really push things so that they didn't allow Sleepy Eye to get set on defense. And, I mean, for the most part, did pretty good against the press.
Yeah. Those last two minutes of the first half, we probably had about 9 turnovers. And that's what we got to clean up. That's what we really got to focus in going into playoffs is just limiting those mistakes. Runs for the other team, no matter what team we're playing. But I thought this come out and start the second half, you know, we're down 14 points. And kind of what I told them at halftime is I don't care how many points you're down by. go get it. You know, win this half. And we got a couple stops early, and pretty soon it's a six-point game again. So the girls worked really hard, and I'm proud of them for never giving up the whole game.
We see when Haley's hitting shots like she was, and Rose is doing a good job getting rebounds as well. So then you see the attention start to really close into the paint. And the key has always been, can the guards hit shots? And tonight they did. Michelle finished with 17, Sydney at 13. They were both hitting shots from outside. And as a result, that really forced Sleepy Eye to really kind of pick one or the other. As a result, like you said, able to get back into that game in the second half.
Yeah, our guards have confidence. That's just the bottom line is, Sydney and Shell and Amy, Caitlin Johnson, those girls aren't scared to shoot because they've seen it go in a couple times. And that's what we need is, you know, last time we went down into Jackson, everything was about our post. And if they do that and our guards can hit shots, it's going to be a different story. They have to pick one or the other. So they're either going to take away our post or take away our guards.
You mentioned Jackson. That's the next opponent for the Cardinals coming up on Saturday. Last time we were down in Jackson taking on the Huskies, Josie had a really good game defensively, locking down their top scorer. I think she finished with something like 15 points, but probably had double that in terms of shots to try to get to that point. So the girls have shown that they can go down into the Lions' Den, and Jackson has been one of the loudest gyms to go to for years to try to go and win games, but the girls have certainly shown that they're up to the test.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that downstairs. Is you're not going to completely shut down scores. They're going to find ways to score. We got to find ways to make the other girls beat us. You know, can they beat us without their top dog doing all the scoring for them? That's what it's really going to come down to. Defensively, I never have to worry with who I have on the floor if they're going to work hard. They give me 110% tonight. We had loose balls. We had four girls on the floor at one point fighting for a loose ball, and that speaks volumes about for what kind of team this is. Amanda Johnson did a great job coming into battling. Probably, you know, maybe didn't expect to go in, was ready, called her off the bench, and she did a good job defensively, grabbed a couple of rebounds for us. That's what we need is, yeah, maybe you're going to go in for 2 minutes here or there, but do your job. And I thought they did a great job with that tonight. Offensively, we got to find a rhythm a little bit early. That's what's kind of been hurting us is we can't find a rhythm right away, and we allow other teams to kind of get in a rhythm before us.
I know the time for reflection is usually for after the season is over, but this was the final game of the regular season. You look at where the team is at, 7-18 on the year after 2-25 last year. Just heading into this first playoff game, where do you see this team potentially being able to go after what they've accomplished this year?
Yeah, I'm so proud of how hard they've worked. It doesn't really show in our record, but there's definite improvement from last year. I think I did the math a couple games ago, but on average last year we got beat by 25 points a game, and this year it's 5. So we're competitive with teams that we play, and we give teams a run for their money, and the girls do such a great job. You know, this team has no limit. If we piece together a game and play to our potential, I have a lot of confidence going down to Jackson on Saturday, and I think there's something different about the locker room. In the last 3 years I've been here, it's not I hope we can win. It's I know we can do it. And it's the senior leadership along with the juniors' experience. And, you know, Sydney has another year under her belt. Haley's had a playoff game under her belt. So it's not these girls' first run at it.
Yeah, and it's fun to see that change. And we'll hopefully have some good playoff games here coming up in the next couple of years, and it all starts on Saturday. We're going to do a little, we're going to have a little fun with the preview of that game against the Huskies. Won't reveal exactly what's coming, but we're going to do a few things, so we'll have plenty of preview for round 3 with the Huskies. But Taya, as always, thanks for stopping up and joining us here after the game, and fun one here against the Indians. Let's go get one on Saturday.
Thanks.
Coach K joining me here in the post game as the Cardinals fall, as mentioned, 83-64. But as we talked about, you look at the end of the first half and kind of the end of the game there. Those two runs, the 9-0 run to finish off the game and the 18-4 run at the end of the half. 27-4 at that point. So by my math, take away 4 points from the Cardinals. That gives them 60. And I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to have to Let's see. Carry the one. Let's see here. So 83 points for the Indians minus 27. So that's 56. So you take away those two runs and the Cardinals beat the Indians the rest of the game 60-56. I know that doesn't count for much, but the top team in Section 2A really had a grinder here tonight against the Cardinal girls. Let's go through the totals here, and we'll send you on your way after that. Looking at the numbers here, we'll start off for the Cardinals. Bree Panitsky finished with 2 points. Nichelle Manns finished with 17. She had 8 in the second half. Caitlin Johnson finished with 2 points. Rose Frank had 8 points. Amy Marty has finished with 2 points. Sydney Summers finished with 13 points. She had 9 in the second half. And Haley Garman, again, led the Cardinals. She had 20 points here tonight. 33 in the second half for the Cardinals, 31 in the first half. They were 9 of 16 from the line for the game. And for the Indians, Madison Kruger finished with 4 points. Brianna Pileski had 23 points, 13 in the first, 10 in the second. Mackenzie Shalofsky finished with 5 points. Maddie Heiderscheidt, 43 points here tonight, had 21 in the first half and then 22 in the second half, including that almost full court, and I'm not exaggerating there, it was pretty much a full court heave to beat the buzzer to end the first half. 43 points on senior night for Maddie Heiderscheidt, a phenomenal game for her here in front of the home fans. Sarah Ibarra finished with 6 points in the first half. Maya Iberson had 2 points. And 38 in the second half, 45 in the first half for the Indians. They were 24 of 29 from the free throw line for the game. Redwood County American Dairy Association players of the game, pretty obvious who we're going with for the Indians. Maddie Heiderscheidt with those 43 points. She is the Indians player of the game tonight. And for the Cardinals, I'm going to go with... I'll go with Haley Garman once again. 20 points here tonight, and I think had a double-double. Don't have the rebounds in front of me, but I'm pretty sure she did finish with a double-double. So Haley Garman gets the nod for the Cardinal girls, who, as we mentioned, going to gear up for a little playoff action on Saturday against the Jackson County Central Huskies. We'll have the action for you, and as mentioned, we'll have some additional pregame content coming for that game, so stay tuned for that as well here on KLGR. Signing off from Sleepy Eye, the Cardinals fall 83-64. They are now 7-18 on the season. The Indians improved to 21-4 on the year. Seth Topol saying thanks for listening to our action here tonight. We'll have more Redwood Valley Athletics coming up on Thursday as the Cardinal hockey team travels to Marshall. Big thank you once again to the 2017-2018 Cardinal Sports Boosters for their support of our broadcast here tonight. Stay warm out there. We'll have more coming up later on this week on your home for Redwood Valley Athletics, KLGR 1490 AM, FM 95.9.